So this class is based on extension and understanding that it's when we extend, when we look to go into the extension exercises, it's not just the spine that has to extend, but we have to have the good mobility around the shoulder and correct shoulder mechanics in order to be able to extend and take ourselves into exercises like the high bridge. So this is building through the certain alignment and techniques that we need in order to find that. So we're going to start off lying on our back and begin with just some chest openers and shoulder alignment. So we're going to lie down, legs straight, heels together, or obviously always staying nice, neat and tidy. And we're going to take the arms up to the ceiling. Now, I want your palms facing the wall in front of you. Elbows are soft, feeling the back of the head, chin towards the ceiling, and a little lift of the first rib up into the throat. So you get that really good, strong shoulder placement and feeling that feedback from the floor. I then want you to take the arms out to the sides and then think about closing the armpits to circle the arms round and back up. So we open the arms out, close the armpits to circle the arms down, round and back up. So as you're doing this, have a real sense that you're circling from under the arm, from the armpit, from under the arm, rather than worrying about what your fingertips are doing. Make sure that people have a soft elbow, that they're not hyperextending and locking the elbow, because that will drag the shoulder forwards. So both arms are circling, keep the palms facing the wall in front of you or down to the sides of the body as they circle round. From there, we're going to take the arms back up and turn the palms facing in. So that will hug the elbows in towards you. And that's where we think about the armpits closing. Okay. Then from here, open the arms out to the sides. Now, as people are doing this, watch again that the elbows stay soft. Don't let them touch the back of the hand down before the elbow touches down, which is what people do if they tend to hyperextend at the elbow. So as they open out, they're letting the elbow touch down before the back of the hand. And don't let them touch the back of the hand down if they can't keep the elbow down. So the arms are opening out to the side and back up again, and do a few of those. Then we're going to bring the arms back up, palms facing the wall in front of you again, and arms reaching up to the ceiling. Again, watch the position of the head. Make sure it's the chin's reaching up to the ceiling and you've just got a little lift up into the throat of that first rib. So that will really help the shoulders settle into the mat. From here now, keeping the elbows reaching up to the ceiling, bend the hand back to tap the sides of the head, fingertips tap down, and then reach the arms back vertical up to the ceiling. So you bend the hand back so it taps either side of the head and then reach it back up. Keep the elbows reaching up to the ceiling. Now, as people are doing this again, the cheat is they will let their elbows go out and their hands pull in. So almost as you're doing this, cue them that they keep pulling the elbows towards each other and almost push the hands out as they bend in. And that will keep them aligned because we're really clever at cheating at these sort of movements. So when they've done a few of those, take it further again. You're going to bend the hand back to the sides of the head and then pull the fingertips in towards the shoulders and try and get the palm of your hand down or as far as the person can take it. Release, take the hands back up to the ceiling. So we fold the arm back, elbows pulling in, hands pressing out. Try and fold the wrist back to put the flat of the palm down onto the floor. And then release and back up. Do a few of those. Final stage. We have the arms reaching to the ceiling. We fold back, palm of the hand down, and then push the elbows back to the wall behind you. So you feel the chest lift a little. You're opening that whole underline arm of the arm. Oh, I forgot what I was saying then. And then release back up. So when you've done a few of those, bring the arms back down by the body and hold there. What I now want you to do is I want you to just stay there and just then, keeping the chin reaching to the ceiling, push the back of the head down into the floor and then let it release. And again, just lightly press the back of the head into the floor and let it release. If you want a little bit more on this, look at the ground force class that I've just done as well in the associates area. So we're just going to push the back of the head into the floor and release. And one more time, push the back of the head down and let it release. Then we're going to push the back of the head down and then push the back, the arms and shoulders down as well into the floor and let it release. So we think the elbows are hugging into the sides of the body, palms are flat, push the back of the head down and push the arms and the shoulders down and let it release. You can do a few of those. Then bend the knees into the chest and stretch the legs out into your 100 position as long, as low as you can go, but holding your control. Then we're going to push the back of the head into the floor and push the arms down. And don't let the legs go so low that the head feels light. You've got to keep pressing down and let it release. So we're going to press down as we breathe in for 5 and release for 5 as we breathe out. So do as many as you want there, but watch that you don't lose the weight in the back of the head, the weight in the arms, and you're really trying to just connect into the back line of the body. From there, we're going into a version of shoulder bridge. So you're going to bring the feet under the knees, arms down by your sides. Now, what I want you to do here is as you lift into your bridge, push down with the back of the head, push down with the back of the arms, push down with the feet, and send your knees, reach them forwards over your feet and let yourself roll back down. So as you do this simple shoulder bridge, what you've really got to focus on is that as you're lifting up, you're not letting your feet push you back over your shoulders. You're really trying to reach your knees forwards over your toes to stay heavy in your feet. Okay, so do 2 more of those and then let yourself come back down to the mat. Fold the knees back in, lightly press into the back of the head, lightly press into the arms and go into your single leg stretch. So you're reaching one leg away and then the other leg away, but you're really focusing on keeping the back of the head pressing lightly into the floor, the back of the arms. So the whole back line of the body is really engaged. So do a few of those, as many as you want, and then lower back down. Now, from here, we're going to think about your double leg stretch. So before we do anything, bring them up to seated. Take the arms in front of them, palms facing down, straight arms. We're going to lift the arms up to the ears and hold. Then I want you to turn the armpit outwards and backwards and then just let the arm lower down. So we bring the arms forwards and up to the ceiling, just like your double leg stretch. But the turn comes from your armpit to lower the palm of the hand down. So when you're circling the arms in double leg stretch, I don't want you focusing on just doing a massive circle with your arms and the shoulders getting rolled forwards. You're going to focus on the armpit turning outwards and backwards, and the arm just follows. When you've taught that technique, take them back down onto their back, curl the head up into your double leg stretch position, arms and legs reach away, but then circle the armpit round in that circle. So really watch they don't let the arms drop too low behind them. Keep them circling in front of the head and feel that armpit turn. From there, come onto your side for side kicks. Now you're going to lie out in a long line. Head is down. Okay, don't have the head up because that lessens the power of the arm. Let yourself drop all the way down. And your top arm is palm down, fingertips reaching towards your nose, sort of thing, in the direction up the body. From here, you're going to push down into the palm of the hand and feel how that connects into the top side of your back, so the top side of the low back to lift the legs up. And then we lower back down. So we push down with the hand into the floor and feel how that lifts the back of the waist on that side in the low back, and that pulls the legs up and lower back down. So do a few of those, just feeling how it's not my legs that are floating both legs up. It's actually that top side of my low back, okay, that lifts the legs. So the waist will drop down a little into the mat on the opposite side. Do a few of those, hold the legs up, and then you can beat the legs, or you can do little scissors, or do whatever you want to do. And then do the other side. We're coming then into your spine twist. And what I want you to do is I want you to take the legs out in front of you and straight, arms out to the side, palms down. Then from here, really sit tall. And then take the hands behind you. Okay, so you're almost having the hands behind you. The chest is coming forwards. Make sure the head's aligned and make sure they're lifting up through the spine, not leaning back. And then just perform a normal spine twist, but really thinking of pressing the arms backwards. Don't let the arms drop too low. From there, we're coming into your roll up. So stretch forwards over the legs, feet flexed, legs together. Then start rolling down all the way down to the mat. As the arms come up to the ceiling, stop when the fingertips are pointing to the ceiling. Fold the hand back, just like we did in our little prep, palm of the hand resting down. And then, so you're like doing a little tiny sort of high bridge movement. Then lift the chest up and try and roll onto the top of the head, looking behind you. Lift the head up slightly, drop back, reach the arms to the ceiling, head lifts up and roll back up. So we're going to take it back again. We're going to roll back down onto your mat. Lift the arms so they point up to the ceiling. Then fold at the elbow, bringing the fingertips to the sides of the head. Go onto the flat of the hand. Then lift the upper back up, pushing your elbows to the wall behind you. Roll and lift onto the top of your head, looking back. And then lift the head, roll back down through the top of the spine, stretch the arms back up to the ceiling and place them back down by your sides. So you can do a few of those. I hope that's making sense to you. So it's almost like a little upper body high bridge, okay? From there, we go into our chest expansion. So bring yourself to kneeling up, have the knees slightly apart, toes curled under, heels squeezing. Take the arms in front of you, palms facing in towards each other. And then what I want you to do is lean back a smidge, long line through the whole spine to the knees. From here, reach the back of the arm, little fingers, pull it back behind you, opening the chest. Look to the left, look to the right, center, and lift the arms back forwards. So do it, you know, four of those, evening out. But keep thinking you're reaching the fingertips down and then pulling the fingertips, little finger back behind you, opening the chest. From there, lift the arms up and come to a straight line, palms facing down, arms in front of you for thigh stretch. You're then going to look down the body and try and pull your pubic bone up as if you're almost trying to pull the front of your leggings up into your t-shirt. Then lean that shape back, keeping the arms at that height. Then lift back up. Almost imagine that you're lifting the arms up slightly. So we can do a few of those. Then we're going to bring ourselves onto our front, ready for what I've sort of said is like your gradual extension, gradual, and then into your reverse 100. So we're going to lie on our front, nose facing the floor, palms facing down, elbows hugging in. Let's have your palms facing up. palms facing up. Let's have palms facing up because that's easy to find this. First of all, you're just going to lift the nose up off the mat slightly. So this is like a gradual extension to teach people to sort of move further down the spine and back of the hips into extension. So the first few moves is just using the back of the neck, then the back of the shoulders, then the back of mid back, then the low back, then the legs. So sort of like just gradually building your extension, and at any point somebody can stop. If you're not sure what this is, have a look in the associates area under short videos, and I've done a little clip of this for you. So starting off, you just hover the nose up and lower back down. Just hover the nose. So nothing else should change. Just the back of the neck lifting and lowering. Then you lift the back of the neck and you lift the shoulder blades up. Now watch people for not pulling the shoulder blades together. You just want them to move upwards as if they're like two plates. So often people pinch them together. We don't want that. We want them floating up and back down. Then you do nose, shoulder blades, hands and arms, and then they lower down. Then you do nose, shoulders, hands and arms, chest up, and then lower back down. Then where your fingertips are, have them just press into the thighs, because often when you go to lift the legs, people bend the knees and think about lifting their feet rather than actually lifting the front of their thighs. So where your fingertips are reaching your thighs, push in a little and just lift where your fingertips are, lift up from there. And it just gives people a nice little guide. So then we do nose, shoulders, arms, chest, legs up. And that gives you that gradual extension. At any point, let people go into rest position to rest. From there, we're going to lift everything up and then start beating the arms for a reverse 100, breathing in and breathing out. When they finish back, sit back and just rest out for a minute. Then we're coming into your side bend. Now, often with side bend, on the supporting arm, people don't open that the shoulder in that position. And that's what we need really for our side bend. So bring people to seated, and I want you to stretch your left arm out to the side, okay, as if it's sort of doing spine twist on the left only, palm facing down. Take your right hand and put the fingertips on the chest in line with the shoulder. And then keeping your left arm still, you've got to turn your fingertips away from the arm and then come back. So what you're doing is you're turning your ribs away from the arm bone and pulling it back in. So where the fingertips are, it just gives you a nice little feedback point that that's what you've got to try and pull away from the arm. So it's that rotation, that opening of the shoulder joint, but without people arching their back. Because when people are a little bit restricted there in side bend, they sort of arch their back rather than allow that to open. And then when they've done that, I would then take them into a side bend, just focusing on pulling the ribs away from the arm as they're doing their side bend to get that little stretch. Obviously do both sides, and then we come back into our final shoulder bridge, working into our high bridge. So make sure the feet are underneath the knees, arms are down, and they're going to lift into their bridge, sending their knees over their feet. Okay, so you've got to stay in your feet. Take the arms up to the ceiling, bend at the elbow, bringing the hands to either side of the head, palms facing down. Then push with the hands, pressing the elbows back, lifting the chest up onto the top of the head, and then see if they can push all the way up into a high bridge. At any of those levels, they can pause. Drop back onto the back of the head, lift the arms up to the ceiling, lower them back down by the sides, and roll back down through your bridge. Do a few of those. And then release. Hopefully that's their sort of bit of a grand finale. Then we're going to roll onto our fronts, ready to finish with double kick, one leg kick and swan dive. So double kick first, holding onto the fingertips, bend the knees in, head looking down at the floor. We'll do Joe's return to life double kick. So it's this bit where the feet are in, the hands are in, that's quiet. And then what you're going to do is snap out, reach the feet out, push the arms straight back, lift the chest up. That's your noisy bit. And then everything folds in, being quiet. And then snap out and fold back in. Do a few of those. Sit back into rest position and then come into your one leg kick. So making sure that you have got the hands forwards into sort of like a wide diamond shape. Have them pull the chest forwards and just remind them of how it felt in side bend, that you're trying to almost open the chest away from the shoulders, looking forwards, try and lift the knees up off the floor and then kick in for your one leg kick. So just do single kicks in. From there, sit back again, ready for us to come into your full swan dive. So lying back onto your front, arms out to the sides, elbows down heavy and palms down. From here, all you're going to do to begin with is lift the arms up and try and turn your thumbs to the ceiling. Okay, so we're trying to rotate at the shoulder, pressing the elbows sort of forwards, thumb to the ceiling, and then lower back down. Head just stays hovering. And again, arms lift up a little and then turn the thumb up to the ceiling, pulling the elbows, inside of the elbows, forwards and lower back down. And then we can add the chest. Lift the arms, lift the chest, look forwards and turn your thumbs to the ceiling, pulling the elbows forwards and lower back down. You can do a few of those. If anybody's ready, you lift up into that position, lift the legs up, and then try and lift the arms upwards and backwards more to begin your rocking of swan dive. When you've finished, lower down, sit back into rest position, and you're done.